Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Episode 3 of the United Arab Emirates. So we're getting a picture of a truchel state liberated in 1971, well, liberated, abandoned by the British, watching the Iranians take some of its land. It's a sort of where you've got Bahrain and Kuwait, and this is a little hodgepodge of states on these little things which poke up into the Gulf of Arabia. So it's hard to actually do it. It's got Abu Dhabi, which and Dubai. Dubai is the place the UAE planes arrived there. I'm sure I went there when I was a kid. Not landed there for a few hours, and then what else? Abu Dhabi has got the highest building in the world, it's sort of it's got flat land area. It's got a land border with Kuwait, which is pretty amazing. So Kuwait and it's probably the best candidate to join up with them. And they've got large oil reserves. There's a lot of drilling by the British who eventually went in. They've got various things. I think they had to have an Iraqi company mine it. And then they've got a real hodgepodge of sort of mosaic of the Emirates, which actually have little enclaves inside of it. They're tribal ones. They're a king. And let me see. They're not Emirates. There's some other story. A sheikh. So a sheikh is a democratic leader or represents a group. An emir is an actual absolute king. But they're named sheikhs, and there's seven rotational ones, some large, there's large and satellite ones, and a government which has got a veneer of freedom, but it's actually not free, and it's got these ministries, if I remember, of tolerance, happiness, and artificial intelligence. Reading through, they have just complete doublespeak, which you see in their embassy pages here. So it's just trailing light and absolutely freezing temperatures here. I'll read through. Foreign relations. The UAE has extensive diplomatic and commercial relations with other countries. It plays a significant role in OPEC and the UN and is one of the founding members of the Gulf Cooperation Council. I may have read this, I'm not sure. I have read bits of it. They have invested in Egypt. The United Arab Emirates and the United States enjoy very close strategic ties. UAE has been described as the United States' best counterterrorism ally in the Gulf by Richard A. Clarke, the US National Security Advisor and counterterrorism expert. The US maintains three military bases in UAE, one in Kuwait and one in Bahrain. So what's going on? The UAE is also the only country in the Middle East that has a US border pre-clearance that is staffed and operated by US Customs and Border Protection Officers, allowing travellers to reach the US as domestic travellers. Oh, wow. Can I say BFD, big fucking deal, I can't see. In 2013, the UAE spent more than any other country in the world to influence US policy and shape domestic debate. In its dispute with the United States, Iran has repeatedly threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz, a vital oil route. Therefore, in July 2012, the UAE began operating a key overland oil pipeline, the Hasban-Fasher oil pipeline, which can bypass the Strait of Hormuz in order to mitigate any consequences of Iranian shutoff. It was reported by 2019 that UAE National Electronic Security Authority has enlisted the help of American and Israeli experts in the targeting of political leaders, activists and governments of Qatar, Turkey, Iran, according to Reuters, and the surveillance system has targeted American citizens. So Qatar is sort of a bit of a wild child, you can imagine that. As the United States wins, it loses in Qatar. So Qatar's gone off and got the 2022 whatever it is cup. UAE is one of only three countries to recognise the Taliban as Afghanistan's legitimate government. Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, the other two countries. Well, that's interesting. That would piss off the United States, so I don't know how that works. At the encouragement of the United States, UAE attempted to host the Taliban embassy under three conditions, which include denouncing Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. This is outdated, isn't it? Recognize the Afghanistan constitution, renouncing the violence and laying down their weapons. The Taliban refused all three conditions and UAE withdrew its offer. UAE rescinded diplomatic relations with the Taliban on September 11 attacks 2011 alongside Pakistan. The United Arab Emirates has been actively involved in Saudi-led intervention in Yemen, which has reported Yemen's internationally recognised government as well as separatist the South Transitional Council in Yemen against the Houthi takeover of Yemen. The Saudi-led coalition has been repeatedly accused of conduct of indiscriminate unlawful airstrikes, accusing him of war crimes and complicity in torture and inhumane treatment in Yemen. I would believe this. An Associated Press report implicated the United Arab Emirates made against Al-Qaeda in Yemen by making payments and recruiting them in fighting the Houthis instead of military intervention. The UAE is part of the Saudi-led intervention in Yemen that landed troops on the Isle of Socrata. Now, I have read Socrata. It's a flat island. I can't remember why I read it. It's a flat island. I don't know whether it's a actual thing. So that's that's number 5. Going up to page 6. Oh my godfather. Okay, reading through. UAE and Saudi Arabia came close allies when Salam bin Abdul al-Saud became king of Saudi Arabia in 2015. Mohammed bin Salman is as crown prince in 2017. In June 2017, UAE, alongside multiple Middle Eastern and African countries, cut ties with Qatar due to allegations of Qatar being a state sponsor of terrorism, resulting in Qatar diplomatic crisis. The UAE backed Saudi Arabia in 2018 dispute with Canada. UAE has also backed Saudi Arabia's statement about the death of the Saudi journalist Jalman Khashoggi. He's the person who went to Turkey and just got tortured and killed in the embassy. Pope Francis became the first pontiff of the Holy See to visit the Arabian Peninsula in a trip to Abu Dhabi in 2019 and held a papal mass to more than 120,000 attendees in the Zayed Sports City Stadium. What, 120,000 attendees? There wouldn't be Christians. As a result of a successful foreign policy of the United Arab Emirates, the Emirati passport became the largest individual climber in the Henry and Partners Passports Index, whatever that means, over the past decade, increasing the global rank by 28 places, according to Henley Passport Index. As of March 2019, Emirati citizens had visa-free or visa-on-arrival access to 165 countries and territories, ranking the Emirati passport 21st in the world in terms of travel freedom. According to the Passport Index, however, UAE passport ranks the first in the world in access to 167 countries. Military. Well, what? Thank you. I suppose I'm not concerned about Emiratis immigrating. Oh, the UAE people, they're just clogging up the highways. That's what the dumbest statement I've ever heard is refugees, they're clogging up they're causing traffic jams. Military. Now, this is true. A member of Parliament who wasn't, I don't know. Military. United Arab Emirates military was formed in 71 from the historical Trucial Oman Scouts, a long symbol of public order in Eastern Arabia and commanded by the British officers. The Trucial Oman Scouts were turned over to the United Arab Emirates the nucleus of the Defence Force in 71, and the formation of the UAE was absorbed into the Union Defence Force. Although initially small in number, the UAE Armed Forces has grown significantly over the years and are presently equipped with some of the most modern weapon systems purchased from a variety of military advanced countries, mainly from France, US, UK. Most officers graduate of the United Kingdom's Royal Military Academy of Sandhurst, with others having attended the United States Military Academy at West Point and the Royal Military College of Duntroon in Australia. Oh dear. And Saint-Cyr, the Military Academy of France. The French and the United States have played the most strategically significant roles with the Defence Cooperation Agreements of the Military Materials Provision. Some UAE military deployments include the Infantry Battalion to the United States, USAM 2 Force in Somalia in 1993, the 35th Mechanized Infantry Battalion in Kosovo, a regiment of Kuwait during the Iraq War, deeming operations in Lebanon, Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, American-led interventions in Libya, American-led interventions in Syria, and Saudi Arabia-led intervention in Yemen. So they're like the Aussies, they just go over wherever they're told. The active and effective military role, despite the small active personnel, has led the UAE military to be nicknamed Little Sparta by the United States Armed Forces generals and the former Defense Secretary James Mattis. Well, God, it's like any soldiers, you know, you're fighting and you can't actually put them off. I remember it's legendary that the Americans, when the Americans fight the Australians, they always die, because if they are victorious, we're not going to play with them anymore. It's sort of like stupid. This is the Kangaroo 88. There's Kangaroo 88 and Kangaroo 86, I suppose. Every 2 years used to have war games with the Americans, and they'd always die for us. Go on, you American. The UAE has begun to produce the greater amount of military equipment in a bid to reduce the foreign dependence and with help of the national industrialization. Example of the national military development include the Abu Dhabi Shipbuilding Company, wow, which produces a range of ships and a prime contractor in the Baru program, a program to design, develop and produce corvettes customs for operations to the shallow waters of the Persian Gulf. Yeah, that would be it. I wonder what the Persian Gulf does seem a rather shallow place. The UAE is also producing weapons and ammunition through the crucial international and military transport vehicles, NMEA LLC, and the unmanned aerial vehicles, and collectively through the Emirates Defence Industries Companies. It sounds absolutely lethal. I wonder how much they actually produce, or whether they just bolt together things. They go, oh, you need a company, here, buy the arms anyway, and I'll click it to get it made. Okay. UAE operates the General Dynamics F-16 Falcon F-16E Block 60 unique variants, unofficially called Desert Falcons, developed in the General Dynamics with collaboration with UAE and specifically for the United Arab Emirates Air Force. In terms of battle tanks, the United Arab Emirates Army operate a customized Leclerc tank, and is the only other operator of the tank outside the French army. Leclerc, we're going to have Leclerc. You can make leopards with such. Well, the centurions in Australia were great. The centurions are still used by the Israelis. Still love tank. The leopard, what a beautiful, silky ride tank. The largest defence exhibition in conference in the Middle East, the International Defence Exhibition, takes place biennially at Abu Dhabi. UAE introduced mandatory military service of adult males since 2014 for 16 months to expand its reserve force. The highest loss of life in the history of the UAE occurred on Friday the 4th of December 2015, in which 52 soldiers were killed in the Ma'arib area in central Yemen by a Tucker missile, which has targeted a weapon cache and caused a large explosion. That's sort of like that. Not all that surprising. So there you've got UAE, and UAE is this pretty amazing country. I'll be able to read through it. It's got different, basically, bizarre. So it looks as though the Kuwaiti and Bahraini flags are very similar to the Abidjan and the Dubai flag. They're pretty amazing flags. Okay, I'm going to try and read this in up to and get through the law. The United Arab Emirates is divided into seven emirates. Dubai is the most populated emirate with 35.6% of the population. The emirate of Abu Dubai has a further 31%, meaning that over two-thirds of UAE population is either in Dubai or Abu Dubai or Dubai. In Abu Dubai has an area of some 67,340 square kilometres, which is 86% of the country's total area. Oh, there's Abu Dubai. Oh, there it is. I can see what Abu Dubai is. All right. It's still beginning to make sense. The Emirate of Dubai extends the coast extends along the Persian Gulf coast of UAE by approximately 72 kilometers. Dubai has an area of 3,885 square kilometers, which is equivalent to 5% of the country's total area, including islands. The Emirates extends approximately 16 kilometers of the UAE's Persian Gulf coastline, as more than 60 kilometres into the interior. The northern emirates include, I can't put it in this line, all have a total area of 3,881 kilometres, so they're really small. There are also two areas under joint control, one jointly controlled by Oman and Ajam, and the other by Fajara and Shalt. I'm going to try and read this last paragraph. There is an Oman enclave around the UAE, surrounded by UAE territory, known as the Wadi Maha. It is located halfway between Muslim Peninsula and the rest of Oman. In the Emirate of Shika. It comes approximately 75 square kilometres, was settled in 1969. The north-east corner of Bahrain, closest to the, I can't read it, road, barely 10 metres away, with Oman's enclave, UAE enclave called, it's also being, I can't read it, unfortunately. I'll have to read it tomorrow for you. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.